For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Schenectady police say the owner of a city ice cream shop was arrested on menacing charges for pointing a pellet gun at protesters outside his business Tuesday night. Demonstrations have continued outside Bumpy's Polar Freeze since the weekend, amid reports that the owner, David Elmendorf, sent text messages with racist slurs and said that he doesn't hire black people. The Schenectady County Human Rights Commission says it's outraged by the business owner's actions. I spoke with the commission's acting chair, Omar McGill.
It was actually a team effort. It wasn't just myself. The commissioners kind of concluded over the weekend that they wanted to make a statement about the issues that are going on within Schenectady County at the moment, specifically the issues at Bumpy's. So we got together. I called a special meeting after I, saw that the outcry from the commissioners saying that we needed to do this because we all felt the same way. We were all on one accord that we felt that this was something that needed to be addressed. We were all gathering our information together as a collective. So we held a special meeting on Monday and we decided to come up with a statement to make sure that we our voices are heard during this issue.
And why does the commission think the New York State Attorney General's office should investigate the situation at Bumpy's Polar Freeze?
Anytime it's a civil rights issue or there's a racial discrimination that is going on, specifically, in this case, in the workplace, there's something that needs to be definitely evaluated. There's no room for discrimination. There's no room for racism. There's no room for hate within our community. So that's one thing that we think that, is one of the reasons that we think we should support Chris Gardner to investigate a civil rights violation.
And you mentioned that the board members of the commission came together to issue this statement. Is the commission itself launching any sort of formal investigation or just will continue to look into the matter, anything along those lines?
We'll probably move forward to, as long as it's within our purview, move forward looking into the issue and being in a support role for the Attorney General and the County Attorney, Chris Gardner. But we definitely want to, continue to look, into this situation to make sure that, things go smoothly and also be an assist, if you will, in any way that we can. This is something that we do not take lightly. This is something that the Human Rights Commission is supposed to be involved in and falls under our auspices and in our mission. So this is something that we really want to, be a part of and help out in, because we know this is not the only situation we have like this in our community, unfortunately, that we have in our community. But this is something that's being put to, that's going on right now, and it's something that we want to take serious so we can start letting people know that this will not be tolerated in our community, especially Schenectady County. This type of behavior, this type of action will not be tolerated for our community members.
And Omar, have you or other members of the commission been aware of racist actions by Bumpy's Polar Freeze or by its owner before, as are alleged now?
During our call, we'll say there were some commissioners did bring up a past history of some things that may have been said or some actions that were that came out of the Bumpy's came out of Bumpy's. Yes, so we did acknowledge the past history as well in deciding making a statement.
And we're speaking Wednesday morning, and Omar, I wanted to get your response to the arrest of the shop's owner on menacing charges after police say he pointed a pellet gun at protesters outside the business Tuesday night. What's your response to that?
I think he definitely should be arrested, and I definitely think it should be looked at more because in a situation like that, if somebody comes out and pulls out a gun on people, that's almost like you can be attempting. People don't know what can happen at that moment. So I mean, you put people's lives in danger, and you're continuously putting people's lives in danger. With the health code violation that you already had going on at Bumpy's, and then now you come out and do this with a gun. I mean, this is showing like you have no remorse for what's going on. So I think the police should arrest him, and I think he should be tried.
While we're speaking, Omar, I did want to ask you about another matter, the firing of the commission's executive director, Angelica Morris, back in February. Why did the commission board fire her?
We came together and there were some performance issues and, duties that weren't being met. So, we outlined it in a letter to the county manager saying why we felt it was time to go forward in a different direction. We thanked her for her service. She did the best she could, but we just thought it was time to go in another direction because there were some things that, as a board that we were seeing that we just didn't feel that were up to par and also weren't putting the commission in a good light, if you will.
Can you provide a few more details on what those things were?
Not at this moment, no. I'd rather, because there is, a case with that matter, I'd rather not, move forward into that direction just because, there's this legality issues with that. So I just want to make sure I'm careful and make sure I don't put the county in a bad situation.
Is the commission searching for a new executive director at the moment?
Yes, we are. We are in the midst of looking for an executive director. We're hoping to have that that executive director hired by August. We are also looking to fulfill our commissioned members to our full 15, which our bylaws state that we should have a full 15. So we are looking to fulfill our commission as well. And we're also looking to improve some of the, systems that the commission has in place to make us more transparent and make us more available to the people. Right now, I don't think we are as available as we should be, so we are working behind the scenes to make sure that we are more transparent. And if anybody goes through discrimination, whether it's employment or housing or anywhere, that we are available to help them in that situation. But there's some things that we have to do behind the scenes to make sure we get to that point. So we are definitely in the midst of executive director. We have a great talent pool. Our search committee is working diligently to make sure that we pick the best candidate and a right fit. And, once we are able to do that, we will definitely present that to, the county, and hopefully they will, take our recommendation and hire that person.
And how many current commission board members are there?
See, right now there's only eight. Right now there's eight. Our bylaws state that there's supposed to be 15. Nobody was really, I joined last year. Nobody was really understood why it hadn't to be fulfilled to 15, but there was supposed to, our leadership at the time, really did not try to fulfill that number, but our bylaws do state 15. So, and our commissioners felt that we need 15. So, our commissioners feel, so right now we're in the process of, about to begin that process of trying to fill commissioners. So we're going to be, asking our county legislators for recommendations of people from their districts who they think will be a good fit, or if we know anybody who has any interest. And I say this now, if you do have any interest in being on the commission or being a part of our committees, please let us know. Our committees are public. You might not be, even though you're not a commissioner, does not mean you can't be on a public committee, but we will begin that process, but just keep that in mind that we will be announcing that, sooner or later. We might wait until we, get our leadership in place, but, people are allowed to be a part of our committees as well if they have interest in them.
Omar McGill is the acting chair of the Schenectady County Human Rights Commission. Omar, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.